All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more Grimms. No, we're not doing that. I don't know what that was going to be. But we're back with more Pale Carnations on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Right. Doing as she asked, I pressed the button that would start counting down the final game of the night. You can begin. As she inched closer, Veronica wore a lecherous look on her face, one not so unlike the crass leering she'd been subjected to tonight. You're quite the looker, a regular silver vixen. But you know that, don't you? You bank on it, the grace that comes with old age mixed with the allure that wealth and natural beauty affords. The clock's ticking, Miss Lynch, you're wasting time. What, you eager to begin? Ha, you know, you're one to talk about others having cow tits. These things are obscene. Thank you, I am rather proud of them. Miss Pullman answered the Amazon's teasing accusation audaciously. You're not planning on talking me to orgasm, are you? Oh, wow. Veronica kissed Miss Pullman's neck, dotting its speckless surface with small peck after peck. Looky here, you've got goosebumps. You have a soft spot for your neck, huh? So what, it's an erogenous zone, that should be obvious. Maybe, but it proves to me you're not the frigid bitch you're presenting to be. Yeah, this is gonna work. Satisfied she had found an avenue for attack, Veronica got to work, covering the austere woman's neck in soft, short kisses, assaulting her with playful bites, dragging her soft tongue across the length of her collar. Little by little, Miss Pullman's alabaster skin became flushed, breath-quickening in sexual arousal. It was proof not to just her attacker, but to the room as well, that the tall beauty actually had a fighting chance at winning the final game. Hey kid, how much time do I have to put this bitch in her place? Kid, about 9 minutes. Good, just so you know, I'm not gonna stop at 3 orgasms. Just go ahead and... Huh? Without warning, Veronica handedly lifted Kathleen off the ground as if she weighed nothing. It's what you do with muscles. What do you think you're doing? Not used to being handled by a real woman, are you? Christ, you're practically oozing down here. All you talk about is us being whores, and what do you call this? You're a proper slut. Takes one to know one, I guess. Heh, this has gotten interesting. Do your best, Miss Lynch. Don't stop, even if I tell you to. The Amazon's rough treatment had brought out Kathleen's lascivious side. She was having fun. It was starting to look like the club was more than just an outlet to flex her sadistic rich lady predilections. She had an interest in the carnal side of things as well. Gah! Following Kathleen's cue, Veronica set to work, dipping her digits into the cruel woman's gash. Huh? You do Kegels or something? For an old hag, you're tighter than a nun's asshole down here. You rich ladies really are something special. Oh wow, she's doing the Spider-Man. This is a real thing you can do. Hugging Kathleen tightly, Veronica picked up the pace, deftly maneuvering her wrist to perform a clearly well-practiced motion. She attacked her target quickly, but it wasn't mindless. There was an uneven rhythm to the shallow jabs of her fingertips and alternating knuckle-sinking thrusts. It was a rough assault, but not careless or violent. The Amazon was taking great effort not to drag her pointed nails across the soft membrane of Miss Pullman's insides. That would hurt. Beads of sweat began to trickle down Kathleen's flawless white skin. Her chest began to rise and fall at an erratic pace. For all her bluster earlier, she's finding her rough treatment of Veronica's hand gratifying. Oh, holy shit, you dirty bitch. You're already feeling it. Your lower mouth is greedily sucking on my fingers. You, for once, Kathleen had no verbal repulse to Veronica's teasing. Instead, all she put forth was a series of muffled, pleasured sighs and breathy grunts. Seeing her on the ropes, the Amazon once again began to kiss and nibble at Kathleen's neck. Right there! If you do it right there... Veronica's body was like a well-oiled machine, working in tandem in a three-pronged assault at an austere woman's erogenous zones. Her mouth tickled and teased her neck. One hand supported her body weight while she massaged and kneaded her plump breasts. The other never slowed down on the relentless finger-fucking it was dishing out. All three aspects were coming together beautifully, pushing Miss Pullman closer and closer to the edge, to the precipice of her first orgasm. Through gritted teeth and glassy eyes, Miss Pullman's body suddenly tensed up, only to go slack again not too long after. It happened quickly, but her body language and rapacious howling made one thing clear. Veronica had successfully made the austere woman come. The first of many, with plenty of time to spare to tie Lucy's number of two. Thud. Oomph. With little care for Kathleen's comfort, the Amazon dropped her like she was a sack of potatoes. That was fast. Chuck spoke aloud and clear, directed at no one in particular. I've seen Kathy ride men to the point of exhaustion and not been satisfied. You're quite skilled, lass. You haven't seen anything yet, you old pervert. I'm just beginning. Ah, I'm sure you are. By all means, give us a show. To punctuate her confident claim, Veronica grabbed Miss Pullman by the arm and placed her over her knee like she was disciplining a child. I'll admit I underestimated you, but you're getting a little impertinent now, Miss Lynch. Her tone had a venomous edge to it, clearly unpleased but at the rough treatment. As if to say tough shit, Veronica gave Miss Pullman's pale, round ass a quick squat. This is my show, remember? It's your job to lie there and come like a stupid whore. Stick your ass out more. Give the boys watching a proper look at the goods. To my surprise, Kathleen complied. Now, let's do away with these. Veronica then removed Kathleen's panties, revealing her oozing, weeping quim for the room to see. Quim? Streaks of girl cum was plastered to the skin of her interior thighs. Part of me were starting to wonder. Excuse me. Does Miss Pullman have a masochistic side? Squelch. No, hold on, let me grab some water. Damn. Don't know what that was all about, but fixed it. Veronica's fingers slid easily into the winking passage. You're hungry for more, aren't you, slut? You talk too much, Miss Lynch. Ha, that's rich coming from you. Squelch. Squelch, squelch. You know, this is a lot of fun. Those first two games weren't, in fact, the second one. Excuse me, those first two games weren't. In fact, that second one was hell. The third game almost makes me forget that rotten taste in my mouth. Almost. Or rather, this third game. Removing herself from Kathleen's frothing insides, she gave her yet another slap on the ass, this time much harder than before. Damn it. The memory of the second game was clearly giving the Amazon a vindictive, spiteful edge. Squelch. Water under the bridge. This place might be fun. I wasn't sure if she really believed that or just simply wanted to. Squelch, squelch. Ah, again, sweet bedroom-like sounds started to pour from the cruel woman's gaping maw. You call Lucy and I whores, but you're enjoying this. Squelch. You like getting finger fucked to an audience. Squelch, squelch. Keep talking, Miss Lynch, and you'll run out of time. I said you like getting finger fucked to an audience, don't you? Stop it. A cracking girlish plea was drawn out of Miss Pullman's pursed lips. Fuck. Admit it then. Fine, yes, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying getting finger fucked with people watching. Now that wasn't so hard, was it? I could almost swear Miss Pullman was cooing from the Amazon's gentle touch. Back in the audience, the room was captivated. Isaac, who had thankfully put his dick away, stared at the domineering scene with a concerned look. The egotistical movie star seemed utterly captivated by Veronica, clearly admiring his choice in Sponsee. I don't think he was even seeing Miss Pullman anymore. Meanwhile, August had a blank look on his face. It was hard to read. His companion, on the other hand, who had previously looked uninterested in being here, was now enraptured by the sight, grinning ear to ear in amusement. Ian's interest was clearly written on his face. Lastly, Dr. Chuck had a subtle look of curious amusement on his face, like he was watching a movie. With the exception of Isaac, everyone seemed unperturbed at the club matriarch's disgraceful treatment. I suppose, why would they? Maybe it was pride in her sportsmanship. Maybe it was the sanctity of the club's rules. Maybe it was simply she didn't want it to stop. Whatever the reason, Kathleen continued to abide by the rules of the game as Veronica picked up the pace, intent on finishing orgasm number two. She had been going at a leisurely pace, but she needed three to win after all. Wow. You're getting close again, aren't you? You slutty old woman. Penning like this is the first good fuck you've had in ages. Does Mr. Pullman not satisfy you in the bedroom? Or maybe he's no longer interested in such a miserable bitch. I'm coming! Then come for me, you intolerable cunt. As a coup de grace, Veronica brought her palm down hard on Miss Pullman's bruised cheeks, releasing the floodgates. The dignified woman was now shamelessly spraying the stage in girl spunk, wailing pleasurably without an ounce of restraint. Why won't it stop? No time to rest, slut. What? Time? The Amazon barked more like a command than a question. 2 minutes and 40 seconds. It's more than enough time. Remaining confident, Veronica slid down the length of Kathleen's torso, bringing her face up to the woman's overworked, swollen quim, and properly got to work. This time she took a gentle approach, lapping at the insensate woman's vulva and inner folds with a precise, expert tongue work. Veronica clearly knew her way around a woman's body, which explained why she had been so brazen in picking Miss Pullman in the first place. Soon, Miss Pullman's listless form began showing signs of pleasure. Her overstimulated nether regions, dulled by pleasure, for responding to the towering woman's gentle lapping. You're good at that. I should have had you pegged as a lesbian. With no time to respond, Veronica carried on in her attentions, reaching an arm up to her partner's exposed breasts. Her nipples had long since formed into engorged points, and allowing them to fit nicely between the redhead's limber fingers. Veronica pinched and rolled the sensitive peaks, not once letting up on her service below. Her well-paced efforts were paying off. Miss Pullman's eyes had fogged over into pleasure, not so much peering up at the exhibition hall's red ceiling as she had simply turned all out all worldly surroundings except her own pleasure. The only thing that was registering with her was the dutiful tongue lashing happening below and between her wide, ivory-like thighs. A pleasurable twitch involuntarily sent her long, pale legs wrapping around the back of Veronica's head, wantonly pulling the Amazon closer. This woman, who had not an hour ago statistically cackled while she downgraded the prospective carnations, was now mewling like a bitch in heat. The way Miss Pullman's stern face is contorted into a pervert, pleasured, animal-like expression, the sight was getting to me. My dick was standing at full attention, straining painfully against my slacks. Hell, honestly, this whole night, Veronica and Lucy being paraded around and toyed with. Veronica guzzling down ounce after ounce of semen. Lucy riding Ian into the dirt, desperate for a win. The whole night interfaced with something deep down in me, something untouched and unused. The stirring I was feeling in response to that, it made me feel excited. Never in my boring life had I had the chance to glimpse such erotic sights in person. You have a minute remaining. I called out to give the red-headed woman fair warning and to take my mind off any my unslaked lusts. Ah, so close! Miss Pullman delightfully cooed. Spurred on by the sweet admission, an invigorated Veronica folded the squeaking slut in half, pressing her legs as far as they go inwards, finish line in sight. The formerly gentle pace had descended into a controlled frenzy, the Amazon's long pink tongue hungrily probing as deep as it could reach. 42 seconds. 41 seconds. The clock was ticking down. Would she make it? In a twisted way, I was rooting for her deep down. Shit! Fuck! Yes! BB! With a blaring howl, Miss Pullman had reached her last climax, putting her at a score of 3 against Lucy's 2. 20. 19. IEB. 13. 12. What's... Huh? I said I wasn't stopping at 3, didn't I? 5. 4. I want to see how far that tight clam of yours can stretch. Time! Coming down from back-to-back-to-back orgasms, Miss Pullman was in no condition to officiate the night's closing or even announce the winner. Not that she had to. One look at the Miss Pullman's vacuous eyes was all you needed to see that Veronica had thoroughly outdone Lucy and Ian's performance. Well. Looks like we have a winner. Miss Lynch having won the first and last game is our final carnation for the summer exhibition. Isn't that great, lass? Everyone give her a hand. Samson was the only one who indulged Dr. Chuck, his large hands thunderously clapping, hooting and hollering like this was all thanks to him. Aha! You're going to win this whole thing! I just know it! Aw, come on, cheer up. I know it might seem like you did all this for nothing, but Ian, in all of his witless charm, couldn't find the words to comfort his partner. I guess because you did do it all for nothing? I wouldn't say that, Mr. Beaufort. There is another way we can get our son into St. Ives. In the meantime, Dr. Chuck and I gave Miss Pullman a hand getting to her feet. Despite being little more than dead weight, she felt surprisingly light, a fact that reminded me that she was a woman and not just some ivory-towered monster. Well, I suppose Veronica had already amply demonstrated that fact. That bitch really did it. Don't touch me. Hannah, dear. I don't want to hear that shit, August. Go fuck yourself, you decrepit old chode. Ha, kids these days. In a fit of anger, Hannah had stormed off. Best I could tell, the old man must have made a move on her. Now it seemed more than that, considering the type of place this is. I've got a change of clothes in my office. There was a sense of expectation in her voice. Considering her shaky legs, I can guess she wants a steady hand to guide her there. I don't know. Even if it doesn't involve me, I want to chase after her. I can't help it. There's something about a distressed, beautiful girl that makes me want to stick my nose where it doesn't belong. Hell, maybe I could give her someone to vent to. A shoulder to cry on. One thing could lead to another and... Sorry, I've got to go check on something. You got Miss Pullman, right, Dr. Chuck? See ya. Hannah had already taken the elevator by the time I left the exhibition hall. Fortunately, my guess of where a bartender might run off to proved to be on the nose. Huh? I expected the old man to walk in here, not you. Did August send you? No, I just wanted to see if you were okay. Cool. Pull up a seat, then. You know Jacob, right? Yeah, we've met. You want a hit? Sure, why not? Puff, puff, pass, right? Ah, this is good shit. A friend's brother may be a douche, but he knows where to get good weed. Look, folks, yeah, I'm all about it. Shit, I spent most of my teen years smoking weed. You should try the stuff they grow in Afghanistan. Well, I should get back out before anyone notices I'm missing from my post. Thanks for the kush, Anna. Ah, anytime. See you, Jacob. Grim. The bouncer gave me a solemn nod before departing. So, how'd you like your first taste of this place? Pretty fucked up, right? It was something alright. Yeah, something rotten and diseased. Only a creep would want to work here. I can't help but notice you work here, too. Fuck, don't remind me. The subject of her employment is clearly a sore spot for the tattooed woman. My bad. Ah, shit, it's not your fault, new guy. Whose fault is it? Mine? The old man? The goddamn world? I don't fucking know, but I'm not gonna get into it with you. I don't even know you. No offense. I had no idea how to respond to that. I need to get out of there. Basically, all you say is you're right. You don't. My bad. I need to get out of here. You ever ridden a motorcycle? Next to fucking, it's the best cure-all for anxiety and crushing stress. Are you offering me a ride home? We're co-workers now, aren't we? You don't say that. You say, yeah, sure, that sounds... I've never ridden one. Well, I have, but yeah. What do you say, new guy? Don't mind riding bitch seat, do you? Floom, floom, floom. Happy to put an end to the night, I left with Hannah on her motorbike. The machine sputtered on, sounding like a blender of bolts. It's my first time riding one, and not being the one in control left me feeling vulnerable. Wanted me to hold on to something. You good back there, new guy? Yep. You know, only because of the added sense of security he provides, and definitely not because of the sweet, fruity scent of Hannah's bath gel making me want to be closer to her. Sure, let's go. Hold on tight. Dun, 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 dun. We don't have that one. After a leisurely drive through the city, we arrived at my apartment. Sound like Killer Instinct music. Like somebody gonna walk out. I don't know. It reminded me a little bit of it. Getting off the bike, I discovered my legs had turned to jelly somewhere during the 20-minute tussle with the Midnight Blue machine. It is a nice bike. Smooth as silk, isn't she? You should be grateful. I usually only let cute girls ride on Susie Q, not pervy guys who work at an underground sex club. You work at an underground sex club. Fuck, don't remind me. Deja vu. Why do you work at the club if you hate it so much? Let me ask you something, Grim. Her tone had shifted to a more serious timbre. You working there because you're a degenerate or because... Ah, well, it pays extremely well. I thought so. You don't really look like you fit the bill. The last guy, Darius, that guy was a walking venereal disease, practically spouting out noxious fumes when he walked. Anyway, it's the same with me, I guess. Tending bar at the club makes my personal situation infinitely more manageable. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't think there's anything wrong with consenting adults freely fucking however they want. I'm not some kind of Puritan, if you haven't guessed. We both know that place isn't that, though, or at least I hope you do. It's... Yeah, we do have to be real. Exactly. I'm glad you don't see it like your asshole friend does, at least. Yeah, maybe. The threat of small talk was getting down to the conventional spool and wanted to get out of this damn dancing monkey outfit. I moved to bring our chat to its conclusion. Anyway, thanks for the ride. No problem, we're co-workers. Pass it forward sometime. I'm gonna say no, but I don't think, because I don't think she wants to come in. But we're gonna try it. You wanna come in for a drink or something? Ah, new guy, you're not trying to get in my pants, are you? I don't even know you. No, you know. No, you just, you know, you gave me a ride. It'd be shitty not to offer. Sure, sure. Tiff, relax, I'm just teasing you. Maybe some other time, though, if you keep not being an asshole. Bye. With that, Hannah's bike rode off into the city night. I could hear its mechanical blare all the way into the lobby of my apartment building. Alright, yeah, I get it. My bad. I guess you have to see that twice if you go back. The next couple of days were uneventful. I heard nary a peep from Miss Pullman, Dr. Chuck, or even Ian. I passed the time watching dumb movies and watching MCAT drills. After all the excitement of the past week, part of me appreciated the reprieve. Saturday, I received a call from Miss Pullman asking me to come to the club's bar. She didn't care to expound on the reason for the visit, leaving only my imagination to wildly speculate what was in store. You always here, huh? Just me and Warren to guard the fort. Not that I can complain. They pay me a lot of money to sit on my ass and read. It's the cushiest security detail I've worked by far. What other kind of details have you worked? After my contract with the FFL was up, I bounced around the usual places. Bars, personal details, that kind of thing. I got the sense he was being tactfully vague, uninterested in going into details. The FFL? Legion Etrangere? The French Foreign Legion. Really? That's so cool. How did you end up joining a foreign army? Give me gas one night and I'll tell you. Deal? Yeah, sure. I'll hold you to that. Head on in. You're expected. Still didn't know what I was here for. Expected for what exactly? I don't know. They don't tell me. Maybe the usual. Eyes wide shut shit when these rich people get up to. Right. Nice seeing you, Jacob. As soon as I entered, I spotted a pair of familiar faces sitting idly at the bar, appearing to be making small talk. Once Rosalind caught sight of me, she offered an enthusiastic wave and warm smile. Veronica, for her part, gave me a simple nod. Elsewhere, Miss Pullman stood by the bar, chatting with a fourth woman. It was clear, even from behind, that she was an attractive woman, younger than her conversational partner. As my eyes lecherously wandered up the contours of her frame, a sense of familiarity came over me. Wait a minute, I know that ass. There you are, Mr. Turner. Oh, it's you. How you doing, stud? Felicia gave me a laid-back, casual greeting in stark contrast to my dumb, stricken surprise. Oh, you're kidding me. After getting over the initial shock, considering our mutual connection to this place, I likely knew the answer to that question on my mind. Still, I asked it. But what are you doing here, Felicia? I'm competing in the summer thing Ian told me about. It sounded fun. Oh, you two know each other already? Yeah, through Ian. That figures. Hold up, it sounded fun? So she knew about the club the whole time? I called you here to formally introduce you to this year's Carnations, but I guess you already know everyone here. Miss Rosalind Carter, Miss Veronica Lynch, and, finally, Miss Felicia Ford. Girls, this is Grim. In 2 weeks, the summer exhibition will begin. You've each been briefed on the schedule and what's expected of you. You have any problems or concerns during the month-long event, it goes through him. He'll take care of you. You have anything to add, Grim? I like to think of myself as a good and decent person, but I have simply never been given the opportunity to prove my conceited self-image right or wrong. Well, here's my chance. Let's all get along. Week 1. In service. Okay, we are starting the game for real. Like, the games have begun. The contest. This is it, guys. If you can't wait up for me, you can go to Opie Man and get the game for free when you log in. Like, seriously, register. Register, log in, opieman.com. That's it. They're based out of Brazil, by the way. But, yeah, opieman.com and register. Just, like, put in whatever you want, the email address, whatever. And, boom, you'll have a bunch of free games. This can be one of them. You just click the thing, and boom, it's in your library. You got 4.4, which is the latest version of this game. It's not halfway finished, but it's getting there. It takes a while. So, alright, guys. This is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Pale Carnations. Stay tuned, guys. I am out.